Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the Anniversary Sale at omahasteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Sherry Papany. That's what we're going to talk about. I don't know if you've seen the documentary yet. Have you seen it?
I haven't. And I have a very weird reason for not watching it.
Why?
I don't want it in my search history, and I don't want it to start suggesting crap like that, because this woman's nuts.
Well, the amount of other things you have to search and put up during the day.
I can feel you rolling your eyes at me.
Why this one? Why would this be concerned in your search history compared to some of the other cases we cover?
Well, I sneak into other people's profiles that I have and I watch this stuff. And I got locked out, so it's going to be in my profile. So there's the truth.
Oh, and you don't want it to be seen that you've watched this. Okay, well.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, I'll give you a login.
But she's nuts.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm very curious. Yes. This is someone. Let's go through this story. New allegations regarding the infamous 2016 disappearance of Sherry Papany. They've emerged following the release of Hulu's docuseries, Perfect Wife, the mysterious disappearance of Sherry Papany. In the series, Sherry's ex-husband, Keith Papany, makes shocking claims about her abusive behavior towards their children, Tyler and Violet. Keith Papany reveals that Sherry forced their children to inhale rubbing alcohol to make them sick deliberately. One day after Sherry was already in prison, I had to go lay my daughter to bed. I push off the bed and kind of make a little grunt sound like, ah, you know, I was a little bit sore, Keith said in the series. And according to people, Violet, she was like, Daddy, are you sick? And she goes, why didn't you do mommy's trick? When Keith asked Violet to clarify, she told him, well, you just breathe in this rubbing alcohol. Keith described how his daughter went to the bathroom, knew exactly where the rubbing alcohol was, soaked a wad of toilet paper with it, and handed it to him to breathe. Violet claimed that this happened every single day before her mother took her to the doctor. Keith further explained Sherry would soak rags of alcohol and put them in a Ziploc bag and tie string around their neck onto the Ziploc bag so that they would continue to smell the fumes to make them not feel good. Sherry Papany's disappearance in November of 2016 near the Redding, California home she shared with Keith made national headlines. She reappeared over 3 weeks later on Thanksgiving Day, claiming she'd escaped from two women, who kidnapped her and held her captive. However, in March of 22, the FBI arrested Sherry after discovering she'd been staying with a former boyfriend, James Reyes, in Costa Mesa, California, during her alleged disappearance. Authorities also found that Sherry had caused several self-inflicted injuries to support her kidnapping story and had defrauded the state out of more than $30,000 in victim assistance money. A month after her arrest, Sherry signed a plea deal admitting to the hoax. Subsequently, Keith filed for divorce and Sherry was sentenced to only 18 months in prison. Reflecting on the situation, Keith told ABC News, I think she wanted me to be her knight in shining armor and to run to her. And I think she wanted to plan a fake kidnapping, but in her version, I was supposed to find her. He also noted that Sherry has never apologized or shown any remorse for her actions. The docuseries Perfect Wife, The Mysterious Disappearance of Sherry Papany is now available on Hulu, shedding new light on the disturbing details of Sherry Papany's actions and the impact on her family. Meg Applegate, CEO and co-founder of Unsilenced, nonprofit advocating for victims of institutional child abuse, commented on the revelations, calling them heartbreaking and infuriating. She emphasized the need for comprehensive reform within a troubled teen industry and urged state authorities to take immediate action to demand justice for this young boy and his family. The case of Sherry Papany continues to captivate and shock. New details exposing the extent of her deceit. They're just going to keep coming. I believe it.
Would you like me to go? Go ahead.
I just say I believe it. That's all. Go ahead.
I've got the symptoms of isopropyl alcohol poisoning, if you would like them.
Yeah.
So what happens is when you inhale them, they go into the lungs, like anything you would breathe. They can cross over the membrane and result in brain and nerve damage. Nerve damage includes dizziness and numbness. Less severe symptoms include nausea and headaches. You may experience a quick headache or demonstrate an intolerance to the odor if you inhale it briefly. Sounds like they were doing it for long periods of time.
I say time to reopen the case and take a look at child abuse allegations here, because this is a vile human being. Someone who would not stop at anything to get attention. And attention to her before it wasn't enough that the kids were constantly sick, which she was trying to induce. She decided
Munchausen, anyone?
Yeah. She decided, you know what? I'm going to do something one up better, because I'm not getting all that attention that I need, that I want, that I need so badly. I'm going to be kidnapped. And then they're going to see. Then I'll show them. However, that didn't work out quite that way. I understand. I've been with people similar to this. And it's fucking weird. And there's no explaining it. And they do not show remorse, because they do not have remorse. It just was another plan they had that didn't work out. And it should have, because that's what should have happened for them. That's the way it should have gone in their mind. Not reality. We're like, this is fucking crazy. You shouldn't do anything like this. But yeah.
It's horrible.
Some people, what is this attention thing that some people crave to such an insane extent that they will go to any length to fucking get it?
I don't know what the neuroses might be, but there's probably something when they were a child. They weren't tended to. They had to act out in order to get attention. Then that reaffirms that your acting out got the attention you wanted. It's this feedback loop, or it just keeps happening. Like, the more exaggerated the crying spell or the meltdown, the more attention you get, and it just feeds it like a monster. Like, oh, it's not enough for me to go, oh, mom, can you come here? I have to go, mom, you know, that kind of thing. It just escalates, and they just learn, like animals, they just learn over and over that the more exaggerated your behavior is, the more attention you get, and you're just, it's like a rat pushing the button to get another peanut, you know?
And then when you have kids involved, that just makes it even more scary. But what I've witnessed in some cases is where it's like, oh, mom is not getting all the attention anymore for being hot, which is what she'd been her whole life. And everybody, oh, pretty, how pretty you are. Look how pretty you are. You're so pretty. And kids are involved. Like, oh, how cute the kids are. This is great. The kids are cute, but it's not all, you're hot. You're in, well, don't tell me I'm hot. I'm sick of men looking at me. Well, then really, why are you looking like this? And if you're not trying to do this for some sort of attention, oh, that's not enough now. So we got to go do this for attention. And it doesn't matter about the kids. It's about, look at me, look at me, look at me. And with someone like Sherry Papany, I think that's a lot to do with it, where, you know, she's a very attractive woman, without a doubt. People, men easily would look at her and go, wow. But when then she doesn't get that extreme amount of attention, or now there's kids involved and people are paying attention to things like that and not just her, she goes to this extreme because she needs that extra. It's like, it's on Karen Reed a little bit, where it's like, the kids are getting in the way of our relationship. It's like, well, that's, yeah, fucking kids. That's how that works. And it's something like this. I could see it too, where the kids are getting more attention. Let's make them sick. And look at mom. She's a hero. She's the one that's stepping up. I'm just there for them. I'm taking them to the doctor. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Oh, you're such a good mom. And you're so attractive. And oh, you're such a good person. You're so pretty. It gets more attention right back at her. And then, oh, you're kidnapped. Oh my God, how horrible. And she's back. Oh, look, all this attention on her. Media attention. Oh, look how pretty she is. Oh, look at all this. I think a lot of it goes back to vanity, quite honestly, with somebody like Sherry Papany. to such a sick extent. And that, I mean, and that just is, it's a symptom of our society, of how much weight we put on vanity and how much weight we put on beauty and all that. And then we raise little girls to think that that's just the biggest, best thing in the world. And sometimes, a lot of times people can grow up and get maturity and, you know, move beyond that. That's more than what you're worth. And then you have some that that's all they feel they're worth, even though it's not true. But that's the basic disorder that you've created when that's the main point that anyone points out to you your entire life.
It's disordered thinking. It's trying to get gratification in places it doesn't belong, and never getting checked for it, never having it called on the carpet that this behavior is not okay.
Yeah.
And dealing with it, you know, that's why therapists exist. Mm-hmm. Somebody somewhere had to have seen her behavior. This isn't new.
No,
this isn't new for her. They've seen it all along, but it just kept growing and snowballing until it got to this point. And thank God she didn't do more to these kids to get attention.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very lucky that that's all that happened to them. Mm-hmm. We may learn more. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's terrifying.
I do wonder if we are going to learn more. But yeah, without a doubt, horrible. And if all this is, and I don't see any reason why Keith would be making any of this up. He's already gone through hell. Yeah, I think that needs to be looked at. I think there needs to be additional charges brought against her for this horrible, horrible behavior. Now, is that going to correct any of the behavior? I don't know the answer to that. And a lot of times it doesn't. They just recognize it and go, oh, well, they're wrong. I'm right. I'll have to do the time or whatever because that's what they think I need to do. But this is someone who clearly needs a lot of fucking mental help. And I hope she gets it, but I don't know. You know, this is just sickening to hear that.
Yeah, these kids, these poor kids, they're going to need therapy for the rest of their lives for what she's done.
Yeah. It's like, oh, what mom did isn't, that's not normal? No, I'm sorry. It's not.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.